Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find it hard when there's some points in your day and you're like, oh, it's really difficult to feel good? Or maybe you just wake up in the sense of like worry or dread or just not looking forward to things? Well, today I'm going to talk about how you can direct your mind to feeling better about yourself. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Podcast, and make sure you stay until the end because I have an additional bit of information to help you then as well. So I've had this many times in my life, like waking up negative, fed up, stressed, whatever it was. Just focusing on the bad things. Particularly in the hard times, but it wasn't even necessarily for a lot of my life. It wasn't even hard times. In perspective to many things in the world, it was pretty easy. I had a pretty good life. Yet, my brain was focusing on negative things. And then you find those people, you can find those people, not just me, but you can find people in life who have got all the money, doing really well, and they're really miserable. Or the worst circumstances, you've seen people who've had it all, appear to have it all, take their own lives. Now, we never know what's going on behind in someone's mind, and let's be clear about that. Yet, you see someone else who's not got a lot in life, not a lot of money, had hard circumstances happen to them, yet they seem to be upbeat, excited about life, and always looking on the good side. And you feel that energetic happiness around them, right? Maybe you've come across people like that. And this is because our brains will follow the questions we ask it. And often our questions are subconsciously negative, meaning what's going to go wrong? What should I be worried about? What's the worst thing that's going to happen in my life? Those are only going to get negative questions. And often we're programmed for those negative questions. Now, there's a couple of ways they're programmed for negativity. One, we've got a survival brain. A brain that's got a dominant survival part of it. And that's looking for dangers all around. And when it can't find real dangers, it starts looking for other problems unless you train it. And then the other one is negative events that may have happened through your life, particularly in early years. That form the kind of questions we ask regularly. So if we had like, and when I say trauma, there is real, you know, serious cases we're talking about, like abuse and all those kind of things, or maybe you witness a robbery or an attack or something like that. There's those serious trauma at any stages, and that's going to cause certain meanings, going to cause certain questions come in our head. There can also be like other traumas, things like breakups, job losses, and those things are not to be ignored. They're still going to hurt you. So if you're going for any of those things, even if someone called you a name or wasn't very nice to you, that's going to hurt. That's the kind of trauma as well. Maybe not on the scale we're talking about with, you know, life-changing events or abuse or those kind of things. Yeah, it's all trauma. So really make sure you process. Now, these kind of things, whether it's trauma or whether it's a negative event, which typically would cause some kind of trauma, it's going to cause questions to be formed in your head. And we're not even aware they're stored away. And yet our brain is operating from those kind of questions. So therefore, we need to start identifying what these questions are we're asking regularly and start identifying positive ones that are only going to lead to positive answers. How is it serving you asking yourself negative questions? Maybe you wake up and think, oh, I've got to do this, and this. Oh, what's going to go wrong? And then your brain's going to start coming out with negative answers unless you change your questions. So how's it going to serve you if you keep operating from the negative questions? So I'm going to give you a few positive questions. And I once heard this expression. It's really powerful. Questions are the steering wheel of the mind. I thought that was a really powerful quote when I heard it. Meaning that, and that was from Peter Sage, and that means that when you ask a question, it directs it in a certain way, and I definitely recommend checking him out if you can. when you start asking yourself good questions, it's going to direct. Now, if you like try one day of asking yourself a few positive questions, you're like, oh, this isn't working. Well, that's because instant gratification doesn't work. You need to keep doing it again and again. So if you ask yourself every single morning positive questions, your brain will start being wired in that way. So I'm going to give you a few really powerful questions you can ask, even if you're in a challenging case, and I'm going to split them in, but all these questions into two alternatives for each of them, just because it can be quite hard to ask yourself the kind of upbeat question when you're in a bad place. So the first question is, what is great about life? Or ask yourself, what could I see in the greatness of life? So if you say, what's great about life? Nothing. Nothing's great right now. You ask yourself, oh, what could be great? Well, you know, I guess like I've still got a job. If you've got a job, well, you know, I guess I've got a family that loves me, and I guess I live in a home. Even just going through those things, you then start to change how you're feeling. So the second question is, what am I proud of? And this is really important, particularly for this podcast, as many of us start criticizing ourselves. Ask yourself, what am I proud of? And again, it might be difficult to answer. So the alternative is, what could I be proud of? And for each of these questions, I want you to get to the first part when you do these questions more and more. What could I be proud of? Well, you know, I went to the gym yesterday. I took the rubbish out. It was tiny things we're talking about. I had a cold shower this morning. I did my teeth. Small as that. I remember. I got second place in the 400 meters at school. Like, you know, we're going using anything you can think of. Okay. And then the third question is, what do I enjoy or have I enjoyed? So again, what do I enjoy? Maybe you're in a place where it's difficult to enjoy things. Ask yourself, what have I enjoyed in the past? Because then your mind starts focusing on that. You start to feel a little bit of how you felt when you enjoyed those things. Maybe you start going, I used to really enjoy writing. I used to really enjoy going out for a run. Actually, now I do enjoy reading. That's one thing I do enjoy. And then you started to think about the things you like doing. And then add on to this question, guess what I'm going to say? Start including more of those things in your day. Okay? So which one of those questions are you going to start using? Or are you going to create your own positive question and start using it? Something that's only going to give you strong, positive answers. The more and more you ask it, the more and more it's going to get tuned into your system. So my final question or point or bit of information I wanted to share was, ask yourself this question. What are three things that I can appreciate about today or yesterday? Again, you're looking for the smallest things. And you're going to answer three things, and if you keep doing this question over and over again, you'll start seeing the beauty. Even if you've had a horrible day, maybe like some of the worst case happens, like you got fired, you got dumped, you lost something. So, but what could you still appreciate? Well, you could appreciate the fact that you still have people around you. Perhaps you appreciate the fact you still got a home. Perhaps you appreciate the fact you can walk if you're able to walk. Perhaps you could appreciate the fact you can breathe fresh air. What is it you can appreciate? Okay, that's the final one. So pick one of the questions today and start asking it. Pick a couple if you like. So thank you so much for listening today, and work on you and therefore improving the lives of others around you by being the best you. If you've enjoyed today, I'd hugely appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. And remember to keep working on your self-confidence every single day.